In this video, we're going to talk about how your story, your personal story, can actually turn into more sales. So welcome to MGM Market Abilities Podcast. My name is Lucas, and we're happy to have you here. We talk about all things business and marketing and even personal development. And today we're going to talk about a really cool thing that I don't think it's talked about enough, is how you can actually use your personal story to grow your brand, to grow your influence, and just to connect with your customers or your audience, like even better than you ever have before. So just a real quick thing about that is like, you know, people don't usually continue to consume people's content or work with them or do something about them if there's no like little extra understanding of who they are and what they do, right? And what I mean by like who they are is like, you know, who are they outside of the business? Because a lot of people, you know, you always see people talk about, oh, I want to work only with like conservative Christians, or maybe someone liberal or whatever. Like, and so like they will actually not work with someone because of their personal views. And I think that oftentimes we view that as a hindrance. It's like, oh, I don't want people to know that I go to church, or I don't want people to know that I don't believe in God, or something, you know, something along those lines. Is like, I think you just need to embrace that. I think you need to be honest, right? Because I think a lot of times people will genuinely work with you if you're honest about who you are and where you're at. Instead of trying to just hide it and just try to make money and do your business stuff and like keep it separated. I mean, don't get me wrong. There may be some businesses like a plumbing company where they really don't care. They just want you to stop the leaky faucet or, you know, install a new sump pump or something, right? It doesn't really matter. But for a lot of brands, they genuinely want to work with people that they like. Especially whenever it's, you know, similar to what we do here, Growing Media Marketing is like, it's like we work alongside all of our customers, you know, like we don't necessarily work for them in a way. Like, yes, we do, but we mostly work like alongside of them, helping them grow their business. And that's how you almost need to look at it. It's like, you guys are like friends almost, like creating something great. But there's a transaction, right? In between, there's money, and you know, there's always something in between it. But if there's a little bit of a personal connection, then you just know you can trust people a little bit more. You see eye to eye. And it's like, if some of those beliefs and some of those like personal things, or maybe you guys had a similar personal journey that got you to where you are today, if those are similar, then you just feel like you can connect with this person. And then whenever you're trying to communicate with that person, so the client is trying to communicate with their newfound thing that they just hired this business for, they want to communicate it with, they know that, oh, this person kind of came from the same background, or this person has the same sort of belief system that I have. So I know I can trust this person. While if you kind of hide all of your personal, you know, your journey and kind of who you are and kind of who you are outside of the business, then people are just like, oh, I don't really know much about him. I mean, does good work, it looks like, but I don't know. You know, they're just kind of indifferent, right? And indifference doesn't create sales. It actually is the opposite. You need to either have people kind of love you or kind of hate you and be okay with it, because it doesn't really matter if they love you or hate you, right? You're just going to do your thing. But it's just super important for you to intertwine your personal story into your business. So there's a few different ways you can do this. So you can, you know, jump on like a podcast like this or any other podcast, maybe similar into your niche, and just talk about who you are, and maybe even start your own podcast and just kind of do a deep dive. And, you know, in within that, add value to people's lives, but also tell your personal story so they can get to know you and cheer you on, or they get to know you and work with you. Either way, like it's a huge win. Number two is to literally tell it on social media. Like, just create a piece of content literally telling your story about how you got there and some of the struggles that you went through. I think a lot of time whenever you're building a business, and nowadays it's like everything looks so like perfect online, right? Like it's like this Instagram lifestyle or something, right? Where it's like, it looks so good. And people often forget that, like, they're just people, like, and they're only posting the best things about their life, right? They're not posting like the terrible day they had before, right? Where they were fighting with their spouse or, I don't know, worrying about money or something, right? Like, they're only posting the good things. And so, people are really churning for authenticity. Like, they, people are starting to look past a lot of that stuff because it just doesn't feel right. It's not real. And so that they want some realness. They want some people to be a little vulnerable and be like, hey, this is how I got here. These are some of the struggles I went through. These are the things I did wrong getting here. These are the things I did right. And it's been a journey and, you know, continuing on that journey. And so people genuinely care about that kind of stuff. So, like, for example, for me, I have had small addictions that have ruined a lot of things in my life, that have made things that have should have happened like 10 years ago that are finally happening now because of those things that I just didn't take care of. And they started when I was a young child, and I could not get past it. I didn't have any help. I didn't ask for help. I thought I was just, there was something wrong with me my entire life. And then I had a very special encounter with the Lord and totally radically changed everything. So, you know, just stuff like that. And you don't have to go into detail. Like I didn't go into detail about exactly what it was. And by the way, that was true. Like, I wasn't making that up. That's all very true. And, sorry, just blanked right there for a second. But anyways, like, you don't have to go into all this detail about exactly what it is. You don't have to be 1,000% vulnerable, but you have to show a side of yourself that you are human, that you're not a robot, and that not only good things come out of your life, because we all know that's not true. And then the last thing that you can do is try to get yourself booked for some interviews on some like TV shows or, you know, somewhere in the public, news interviews and stuff like that, just to somehow tell your story so that people can just get to know you and get to understand that they can trust you. You know, they can work with someone like you, and that you're going to be honest, you're going to be upfront. Because if you're showing a vulnerable side, then if you're showing a vulnerable side in front of a lot of people, then they're going to be like, oh, okay, this person is like, they're trying not to hide, right? Because a lot of people are just trying to hide. They're trying to hide and get by with what they know and who they think people want to see. But most people just want you to be real. And so that's why if you guys need help with something like this, if you guys need help telling your story, that is what we specialize in here at Growing Media. Like we even have it on our door back there. It says, it's your story, and we're here to help you tell it, basically. And so, it's not what it says on the door. I actually don't remember. I'm blanking right now. Anyways, and it's backwards when I look at it this way. So that's the great thing about being a Growing Media client, and it doesn't matter what level you're at. We work with all budgets. But the great thing about it is that whenever we do your marketing, we make sure your story gets told. We make sure that people get to know you rather than just know what you do and how you do it and how you can help them. Like, all those things are great and much needed, but people also want to get to know who they're working with or who's providing the service, right? And you know, what kind of person they are. And so we provide that in two ways. First of all, we're going to do that in your marketing. We're going to do that in a lot of pieces of your marketing, because personality will help sell every time. But another thing is that we produce a TV show that goes on Fox called The Spiel. If you guys haven't heard of it, it's an awesome, you know, talk TV show. We have, you know, musicians on, we have kitchen chefs on that they cook live. And then we also interview really unique, cool people. And sometimes they're the business owners that we work with, because we want to highlight what they're doing, and we want to dig even deeper to who they are, what they do, why they even serve these people, how they even got into this business, and their goals and their future endeavors that they want to do, whether it be with the company or maybe it's with a non-for-profit or maybe it's just with their family. Like, we want to open the stage for people to get to know you and for you to have the opportunity to tell your story the way it should be told, right? It's from your mouth, like not from anybody else's, not from the rumors, not from the, you know, the misinterpretation that people have, right? So we offer all of that here. And so Growing Media is such an amazing place to, you know, get started with your marketing or to grow an already existing successful business. If you guys want to scale and grow even further, you know, you have a huge opportunity with us with just our marketing agency alone, plus the spiel and being able to put commercials on our episode, because we're in full control of the commercials that go on our episode, which is a big deal. A lot of places don't do that. They kind of let the media channels deal with that, but we actually have full control over the commercial content within our TV show. So amazing opportunity. And guess what? It's not nearly as expensive as getting on like a normal other TV show or something, right? Those are much more expensive. So yeah. So if you guys want to work with us, go to growingmediamarketing.com, fill out the form there. We would absolutely love to help you guys with your marketing. We release episodes every Monday. So if you guys love this content, please like and subscribe, and we will see you next week.